The next head coach in the teleconference is Wisconsin's Greg Gard. The Badgers will host Western Kentucky on Wednesday. Coach Gard, good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Coach, before we get to questions, could you just start us off with a brief opening statement on your season thus far?
Yeah, obviously we've played a daunting schedule with an extremely young team, so it's been a learning experience as we've gone through it. I think we've made progression in areas at times, and then we've had some setbacks accordingly, and then here recently we've had to deal with a couple of injuries that have caused us to readjust. But looking forward to putting some pieces here together as we get ready for Wednesday night's Western Kentucky team. That's really good, and then into finals at the end of the week.
Coach, thank you very much. We will open it up now to questions from the media.
If you'd like to ask a question during this time, simply press star 1. Your first question is from Casey Campbell, Great Lakes Post.
Hey, Greg, how are you?
Good. How are you doing?
Good. What has this tough stretch taught you as a head coach?
not to schedule like this again. I think it's been an experience with such a young team to go through game after game after game. And I think it's what it's taught you to stick to your foundation, stick to your principles. We've had so much teaching going on with young guys in game just because of the combination of games that have been stacked together that we've had to do a lot of learning on the fly. We haven't had a whole lot of practice time. And obviously when you have new roles and new faces in a lot of positions other than maybe Ethan Happ's, everybody's going through this for the first time. So I think that's the one thing is you've really got to, you simplify, you try to stay as basic as possible. You try to stay as confident and positive as you can, but at the same time, you still have that same level of accountability and they need to understand that they're going to be held responsible and have their job to do. So it's been a learning experience for everybody because, like I said, there's so many guys that are going through this for the first time. And then, like I said, the stack of games that we've had, I think, has been, you know, second to none nationally in terms of who we played and where we played them and the order we played. So we've learned a lot. It hasn't always been a pleasant learning experience. And then obviously we have the injuries here to deal with, so we'll adjust here in the next few days, having just found out over the last 3-4 days that we've lost a couple guys for a while.
All right. Thanks, Greg.
You bet.
Again, if you have a question, simply press star 1. Your next question is from Jeff Patricus, the Journal Sentinel.
Hey, Greg. I saw the release that Colby's done for the year. Because of surgery.
Right.
First, are you at least thankful that he'll get or he has a chance to get that red shirt back, that year back? And also, how do you guys adjust from here on out, knowing you won't have him and knowing that Trice won't be back for several weeks?
Well, I mean, you're very thankful. I feel awful for Kobe and for Dmitrik to have to go through an injury, and especially when you have one like Kobe's that's season ending. Fortunately, yes, there is a silver lining in it, is that we were just under the minimum or right at the minimum amount of games that could be played. So he is eligible to apply at the end of the year for it. So feel bad for him, but hopefully in the long run, he'll be able to bounce back from this. And it is an adjustment. We had to adjust very quickly in a matter of about 12 hours on Saturday. We'll continue to get some more practice time with guys and look at different combinations on the floor. But we have to have everybody step up. I mean, it's not just the positions that we lost. When you take almost 30 minutes a game apiece off the floor over the last 2 or 3 games that those two guys have been playing, that's a pretty big hole to try to fill, especially when you're in mid-December. So we'll have to take a look at this as we get ready today and tomorrow for Wednesday. And then going forward, how can we adjust? Who needs to maybe switch positions or bump down a position or whatever it may be. But also, regardless of position, if everybody else can just row a little harder, pull a little harder, that'll help as we fight our way through this.
Thanks.
Again, if you have a question, simply press star 1. Your next question is from Adam Johnny, Columbus Dispatch.
Greg, I just wonder, as the season goes on, it seems like teams are really committed to doubling Ethan and making him try to pass away and find open guys. How do you continue to work with him on that? And what is the challenge of identifying where the pressure is coming from and finding the open guy? How challenging is that?
Well, he's been working on it for a couple of years here in terms of recognizing where it's coming from, how to attack it, whether you try to split it, whether you try to escape dribble out of it, or can you make a move before it gets there? So it's in the decision making of the person that's getting trapped, obviously, where the ball needs to go, but also the people around them. Are we presenting ourselves as an escape or an exit route? Do we have a available receiver? Do we have somebody dive into the rim? Do we have the ball surrounded at angles where we can, you know, he can find people? And then it's, like I said before, it's a matter of the decision needs to be made at a quicker tempo before the double team can really get there or as it's getting there. And I think holistic, he's gotten better at it. And still, when you get the ball out of the double team, you got to make shots on the other end of it. That's the best way to maybe fight some of that is if you're able to score out of it, whether it's backside perimeter shots or reversing the ball and then going back into the post, capitalizing on teams committing an extra guy to it is something we need to continue to get better at.
Thank you.
Adam, thank you. And we will move on to our next head coach. So, Coach, thanks very much for joining us this morning.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.